A Georgia resident is running for political office in Tennessee. It's apparently legal, but it's very unusual, and it's not the only unique aspect of Alan Levine's campaign. WUTC's Michael Edward Miller has the story.
This might sound like something out of a late-night infomercial. Attend a seminar, become financially independent, learn how to create a substantial income without ever having to work again. Alan Levine is offering these seminars as a unique sweetener, that's what he calls it, to top campaign donors.
If I win, then I will reveal to them techniques they've never even heard of that I've developed, that I heard about when I was a certified financial planner in San Diego, which I applied probably 10 years ago, and have proven very effective. They're so effective, if I don't want to get up in the morning, I want to lay in bed and watch television, I don't have to.
These are the techniques you use right now to basically have an income.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Levine is also offering to teach a tax-saving technique he claims can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's so hush-hush, he hasn't even told his closest friends about it.
Because once I reveal it, there's going to be a window of opportunity. And I'm within that window of opportunity because nobody else knows about it.
Originally from London, Levine came to the United States in 1970. He's become a citizen, a self-employed business owner as well, and an occasional political candidate. Levine is running in Tennessee's 3rd District. This primary season, he hopes to wrest the Republican nomination away from the incumbent, U.S. Representative Chuck Fleischmann. Levine says he can't produce proof his wealth secrets actually work, but will offer refunds to dissatisfied donors. Levine's address is another unusual aspect of his campaign. I drove out to 711 Signal Mountain Road, the place listed on his website.
In a quarter mile, keep right on US 127 towards Signal Mountain.
It's a strip mall. I'm standing in front of a chiropractic clinic, a nail spa, and a UPS store. It turns out Alan Levine's campaign address is one of the mailboxes in the UPS store on Signal Mountain Road. His home address is a little bit further away, in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Kennesaw is about 75 miles from here. It's the northwest corner, just north of Marietta.
But what a lot of people look for in a candidate is somebody who lives, you know, up the road from them, either literally or figuratively, somebody who's right there in their community. So, I mean, how would you respond to somebody who says, you know, I'm not going to trust you. You're nowhere near me. You're somebody who just wants to be elected. You don't really care about me or my neighborhood, my issues, things that are actually in my community, because you're not here every day seeing what's going on.
It's the economy. It's the same thing across the entire country. The problems that people have in the 3rd District are the same problems people have anywhere in the South or anywhere in the country. It's fundamentally, they need to make a decent living. They need to count on an increase of their standard of living. And the need to take care of their children.
Levine has studied the United States Constitution and says nothing in that founding document prevents him from living in the Peach State and stumping in the Volunteer State. In fact, he did something similar in 2014, living in Georgia, but running in a Republican primary in Hawaii.
The Republican Party liked my ideas. The problem was logistics. I was sick. There were even phone calls between my manager, campaign manager, and myself were staggered 6 hours apart. So other than signage to say that I was running, there was very little I could do.
It sounds like some people are going to wind up just saying, okay, so you've gotten a lot of publicity for running in multiple states. You're promising people a special way to make money that is secret and you'll reveal to them only if they donate so much money to your campaign. They might say, I don't think you're a serious candidate. I think you're just trying to get publicity so you can sell this technique you've come up with.
I have no plan, nor will I reveal this technique to anybody if I don't win the election. If I do not win the election, then that would be a straight donation.
Yeah, but if somebody said, then I want my money back, what would you say?
It's a straight donation. No.
Okay. Levine got less than 4% of the vote in the Honolulu primary. According to the Chattanooga Times Free Press, he's not expected to win this one either. I asked the Federal Election Commission about the wealth seminars Levine is offering top donors. I was curious if an incentive like that might violate campaign finance laws. In an email, an FEC spokesperson said they can't comment on particular matters like this. Levine faces two other Republican candidates in this primary, Jeffrey Smith and U.S. Representative Chuck Fleischmann. Through a spokesperson, Fleischmann said he's never offered anything of value in exchange for donations. The primary is coming up August 4th. Because Alan Levine lives near Atlanta, he hasn't spent much time knocking on doors in Tennessee's 3rd District, but that could change. He says his house in Georgia is for sale, and he and his wife are hoping to move to Signal or Lookout Mountain here in Tennessee. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.